Monday, the 13th of Ramadan, 14:42. Subhanallah. 24 minutes after 5, South African time. You are tuning in, listening to As-Safina to Ila al-Jannah. Let's welcome the listeners of Al-Ansar. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today the 13th of Ramadan, 1442. Lesson number one for you, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Tonight, just look at the sky. After Maghrib, after Isha, before you retire and sleep, it is Laylatul Badr, the 14th night, and the moon will be shining in its glory and beauty. Therefore, it is called Ayyamul Bidh, the days of whiteness and brightness, 13, 14, 15. So tonight, 14th night it will be, and Laylatul Badr, the full moon, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in today's tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran, we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verses 50 to 53. Now we know that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is still in prison, innocent but in prison, and about 7 years have passed, and now everything is going to turn to the positive, as Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 94, verses 3 and 4. فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After difficulty comes ease, and the ease will be many times greater than the difficulty. That is the benevolence, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The king Rayyan realized he has a gem, but the gem is in prison, so he's in jail. So what does he say? Chapter 12, verse number 50. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Hence the king, that is of Egypt, Rayyan bin Walid, he tells his police, he tells his people, go and bring him here. Summon him to my royal court. Take him out of jail. What is this man doing in jail? وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Bring him here. Now when that messenger came, that police officer or whoever else it was, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. Hence, when that messenger came to him, to Prophet Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, handsome Yusuf, peace be upon him, he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, says, no, I'm still staying in jail. I have to clear my name absolutely, totally and completely. A Nabi, a messenger of Almighty Allah, is selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. Everybody must know my character is impeccable. No one must be able to point the finger to me now or in the future. So you, messenger, you go back. And that person there, the Qitfir, the husband of Zulaikha, you summon all of them and tell the king to listen to all the evidence. And then he must see who's innocent, who's guilty. So falamma ja'ur rasul. So when the messenger came to summon him, tell him, come, the king is calling you, inviting you to the royal court, call. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam says no. Qal arji ila rabbik, you go back to your master. فَاسْأَلُوا مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ You ask him, that master of mine, that he must ask the, what is the status and the condition of those ladies who cut their hands, meaning that who, you know, when Zulaykha told Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, go out, and they had knives in their hand, so they then poked their fingers. So tell them that he must call all of them, the ladies who were trying to seduce me, and the leader of them, Zulaykha. Inna Rabbi bikaydihinna alim. Verily, that master of mine, regarding their plotting, planning, and scheming, he knows about it very, very well. Call. So now the king speaks. Now everything is out in the open. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one and only. Wa tu'izzu man tasha wa tuzillu man tasha. He gives izzat and honor to people who are in jail. And he dishonors and humiliates people who are sitting in palaces. That is Allah Jalla Wala. Many a time in this world, how do we see it? So same way, call, the king asked them, Ma khatbukunna, what is your people's story? What is the status quo? Idrawatunna Yusufa an nafsi. When you ladies, you'll try as a collective to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam for himself, meaning to bring him to your side, and he must fulfill your lust and passion, and especially that of Zulaykha. Qulna, they, the lady, spoke. The truth had to come and prevail. Hasha lillah, tanzihan lillah. Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect is more perfect than the word perfect. Everything of Almighty Allah, I just told you now. Tonight is the 14th night, just look up and see. Every lunar month, the 14th night, the moon shining in its glory and beauty. Every day the sun rising and the sun setting. Which computer, which car, which machine does not have to go for service, has to go for lubrication. Allah's sun, Allah's moon, millions of years continuing, that he transcends every weakness and shortcoming. He's more perfect than the word perfect. Malimna alayhi min su. So these ladies, they spill the beans, and they say, we know no evil against him. His character is impeccable, and he's chaste as chaste can be. Now she knows, Zulaykha, the wife of Kitfir, the minister's wife. Now everything out. So now she speaks, she's the leader. قَالَتِ مَرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ The wife spoke of the minister. So Zulaykha spoke, and she is the wife of Kitfir. What does she say? قَالَتِ مَرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ الْآنَ حَصْحَصَ الْحَقِّ So the wife of the minister said, now the truth has become manifest. Now the truth has become apparent. It is the truth what they're saying. Ana rawatuhu an nafsi. Publicly, in front of all and sundry, I announce, I am guilty. I tried to seduce him. I found his handsomeness irresistible. And I am the guilty one. Wa innahu lamina sadiqeen. And indeed, he is from the truthful one, he's chaste as chaste can be. Therefore, that person who came, even he is a non-Muslim, but with a butler. But he told Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf ayyuha siddiq, oh you, the very, very truthful one. This is how Almighty Allah gives honor to whomever he wishes. Now everybody knows. People knew, but the micro knew. Few people knew. Not so many. Now the whole country and the world knows. And every person who reads the Quran Sharif. So sometime in life, innocent people are put in jail, like our sister Dr. Afia and Guantanamo and so many things. But tomorrow, one day when they come out, then everybody will know, and then you will see the tables will be turned. This is the system of Almighty Allah, and if they do not come out, the day of justice, everything will be exposed. That is the system of Almighty Allah. So Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam says, you know why I remain in jail and prison? Zalika. That remaining of mine in jail and prison, لِيَعَلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, so that he must know. He, that is, that Qitfir, that Zuleika's husband must know, أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, that I was never disloyal to him in the unseen. When I was alone with his wife and she closed all the doors and windows, I did not do anything. She did everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهَدِي كيد الخائنين, and verily Allah will never guide people what they are plotting and planning and their disloyalty. Sooner or later they'll be exposed as the Zondo Commission and see how the beans are being spilled there. So you must remember that is just for our puny little brains. Otherwise everywhere you will see that Almighty Allah exposes the criminals sooner or later, and then the day of justice will be divine justice. Look at Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, his piety, his tawadu, his humility, his sublime character. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim belief, every messenger selected and by Almighty Allah, and not elected by people, and they are sinless. Remember, they ma'asum. They can make mistakes, yes. So he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, out of humility says that I don't want the credit. Everything must go to Almighty Allah. Wa ma ubarri'u nafsi. I do not absolve myself. Remember that. We are human beings. We can make mistakes. Remember, they don't commit sin. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Verily, the soul, the spirit, it keeps on commanding the vices. See how many vices going on today. So this you call nafsa ammara. And when we commit wrong and vices and sin, and then we repent, then is nafsa lawama. And the best of the best, anbiya, prophets and so forth, they never commit sins. Then remember, oh, you get sahaba, awliyaullah, the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or the very pious people. So they stay away from sins, but sometimes mistakes happen. They commit the sins, sahaba, awliyaullah, and remember, Almighty Allah forgives them. They are nafs mutmainna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. You enter in my Jannah, in my paradise. You are my special servants. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Except whosoever or whatsoever, Almighty Allah, may Allah has mercy. Therefore, O human being, beg Allah for His special mercy daily. Inna Rabbi Ghafurur Rahim. Verily, my sustainer, nourisher, he is of forgiving, very merciful. So daily say, Ya Ghaffar, forgive me. Ya Rahman, Ya Allah, envelope me in your mercy. And inshallah, we start the second half very soon of this Ramadan on a positive note. May Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, forgive us and envelope us in His special mercy.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's go to Ma Zuleika, Ustad. Someone told me a few years ago how to read Salatul Hajjah. That is, it is read in four rakats, and in each rakat, Alhamdu, and 15 times Qul Allahu Ahad. Is this the correct process, Ma Zuleika, Ustad?
No, Sister Zuleika, you hearing about Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and Zuleika. So we explaining to you that, remember, there are great lessons to be learned. It's not some love story we are mentioning. This narrative got nothing to do with Romeo and Juliet business. Now, remember, our job is, chapter 3, verse 31, to imitate, emulate Habibun Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not what people said. So, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So, remember, in a case like that, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is teaching us the hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba, his beloved students and companions, you perform 2 rakat salat, and is nafil voluntary prayer, and there you read any surah, better preferred kul ya kafirun, kul wallah after surah Fatiha. If you know this dua, you read it. Otherwise, whatever your need is, you beg Allah in any language out of salat, out of prayer. And remember, provided that need of yours, hajat means need, so provided that is permissible, the dua is la ilaha illallah Halimul Kareem, that Allah, Halimul Kareem, Rabbul Arshil Azim, and then Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Nas'aluka Mujibati Rahmatik, Wa Azaima Maghfiratik, Wal Ghanimata Min Kulli Bir, Wa Salamata Min Kulli Ith. So that is the dua that is mentioned. Now this is difficult for the public and the masses to learn, so you just read the 2 rakat salat, and then you beg Almighty Allah, I want to get married, I need the shop, I need to get this husband, this wife, whatever. So in that way, you beg Allah. There's nothing about 15 times this and that. That is not sunnah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, let's go to India. It says here, Mufti sahab, Ramadan mein gas ka problem bahut zyada hai. Tarawih ka waqt mein 10 martaba wudu karta hai. Kya main tarawih se pehle ek wudu kar sakte? Brother Suhail, Ustaz.
Nahi bhai Suhail, ye nahi kar sakte. Musibat to ye hai, aap log itne haleem peete hai, itne samosa khate hai, itne pakore khate hai, aur phir kehte ke gas ka masla hai. To zara ihtiyat se khana peena, aur jo hai bar bar huzu karte rehna. Ye nahi ke ek martaba huzu ki, aur gas bhi chale jaye, aur yu kahe ke nahi meri namaz theek hai, nahi namaz theek nahi hai, is tarike se. You brothers, sisters, beloved children, you didn't understand what's going on. We were speaking Urdu and Hindi. Urdu in Pakistan and Hindi they speak in India. We speak both with Allah's mercy. So he says, the brother from India, that you know, we are fasting, and then after sunset we make iftar, we break the fast, we eat, and then we go for the prayer, the lengthy prayer, 20 rakats tarawih. And he has a gas problem, he has to make wuzu 10 times. So I suggested to him, brother, when you having your food, you don't have 10 samosas and 10 pakoras and bajas and all these things, and on top of that haleem and all that. So when you're going to have haleem, then a lot of aleem comes out. So azabun aleem, painful punishment, you see. So he's asking, can you now make one huzu, one ablution? I told him no, that you must be very circumspect, careful regarding your eating habits and so forth. Our people, majority of them, the way they'll eat right till they burp, you know, and then they will say gas is coming out. So there must be input and output then. So we must control, and then after Taraweeh, then you eat, mashallah, you have your tea and pakore and samosas and all that. Pakore is your bajas, for those of you who don't know.
Ustad, for both Hanafi and Shafi, kafara is different. Explain the difference, Ustad.
Remember, we have to rephrase the question. Our people ask the question wrong. The question here is, remember fidya, but our people use the term kafara. So the person's question is, what is the fidya? You have a person who's terminally, chronically ill. He or she cannot fast at all. According to the prognosis of the doctors, medical fraternity, this person will not regain, recover his health. Or that person, male, female, is so old that they will never regain their stamina, energy. So for these two categories, there is fidya, chapter 2, verse number 184. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تُعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. So the Hanafis say that the fidya, you must remember, we're speaking of fidya now, the compensation. So the fidya is 30 rand per fast. So it means $2 per day. So you give out lump sum now, so that's fine. So that is 900 rand, you will give out $60, right? So that is Hanafi school. According to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, fidya, not fitra. Fidya, the compensation will be 15 rand, $1. So remember that you give out $30 for the month, and the money has to go to poor Muslims. So 15 rand per day, and remember that will be now $15 that you have to give out according to the people. So you must remember that. So every day, $1, $1, $1. So $30 you will have to give out. So you must remember, not 15, you have to give out 15 rand and $30. So that will be, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and according to the Hanafis, $60. So Hanafis is double, and remember that theirs is discounted, the fidya. But the fitra is the other way around. Sadaqatul Fitr. Hanafi say 30 rand, Shafi is, Malik is, Hanbali say 60 rand. You know, Sadaqatul Fitr, we pay on our behalf, our children, minor children. So they say that will be $4 US, and Hanafi is $2 US.
Ustaz, this is from overseas. I'm going to read a question out to you. It says, sir, this is Tudal D. From Mestatatius here in Dallas, Texas. I believe you guys are broadcasting from South Africa. Islam is very strong in South Africa. Sir, we are all blindfolded here about Islam, and our mindset is said to believe Islam is a violent religion. We attack on Muslims because we are pre-programmed to do so. Listening to your show has, however, convinced me otherwise. Tell me, what is jihad? Tudal D, Ustad, America.
Total D in Massachusetts and in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. Very good, my brother. We are very, very appreciative that you are listening to us, and thanks for the compliments as well. You see, that you should know this, my brother, that with the fall of communism, so now the Western powers, America, Europe, they look for another bogeyman. So the bogeyman they found after 9/11, 2001, and they said Islam. But you know, they are masters, they play with euphemism, they play with words. War on terror. What is war on terror? War on Islam and Muslims. So they went into Afghanistan, they went into Iraq, they went into the slave countries, all that. But today, you can see, they're packing up with their tails between their legs. And remember, get out of Afghanistan. They admitted now, $2 trillion, 2,000 plus men and women dispatched to the hellfire. All this waste of time, they got a good hiding. What is jihad, my brother? This what I'm doing now is jihad. Jihad means to strive. So we want to give to you, propagate to you, convey to you the true message, the pristine Islam. Not what propaganda you are seeing, the movies, and every time the Arab guy is the terrorist, the Muslim is trigger happy, and so forth and so on. Ask yourself one simple question. That who, see my brother Tweedledee or Tweedledum, whatever your name is, right? So my brother in Massachusetts, that what happens? If there is a dog handler, you have a bulldog, an Alsatian, and so forth, and now the dog is causing harm here, there, will you blame the dog or you blame the handler, the owner? You also will tell me, no, the owner or the handler. So I'm asking you, who is propping up and giving unconditional support, materially and otherwise, arms, ammunition to the rogue regime of Israel? Your America. So therefore, you must remember that the true Muslim does not hate the American public. I've been there twice, but we disagree, and we totally disagree with your foreign policy. So that is what they want to demonize Islam and Muslims, and cover and conceal their own crimes. You must remember, they invaded more than 50 countries. What you should do, my brother, go read the books of Nod, that Chomsky, go read what George Galloway and all these people have written. They have written to the Western world, so you will come to know the facts. But media is a very powerful tool, my brother. So jihad, we suppress. Now we all are fasting. That is jihad. So what is jihad? You suppress your desires. You suppress your thinking, that when it's satanic thinking. You suppress yourself from eating, drinking that which is, remember, haram, unlawful, wine, swine, and so forth. So jihad against the enemy as a last resort will be in the battlefield. But when you come and occupy my land, you come to occupy my land and steal my resources. So what do you want I must do? Must I allow Ayyub to come and say, take more, or must I defend myself? So that is what you should realize, my brother. And remember, today, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's where, most places, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world, because it has that natural magnet, my brother.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. There's another one, he says, sir, I don't understand you Muslims. Majority greet with peace, but came with intention of swearing and fighting with each other. If this is peace, then I can't imagine what hatred is. Mr. D, Ustad.
Mr. D, again, remember that half-truth and half-lies. So Muslims, when we greet with one another, we say, Assalamu alaikum. Let me give you an easy example, Mr. D. You live in a house, I live in a house. When we greet one another, the house becomes a home. And when we greet one another more, then the home becomes Dar es Salaam. A home, you must remember, of peace, tranquility. That's in this world. And then the perpetual enjoyment and success in the year after, in paradise and everlasting bliss and joy. So what has happened is this, when the true Muslims meet one another, so they will make a Assalamu alaikum, they will embrace one another and so forth. But when you pay the people, the agents, and then they come and do your dirty work so you can demonize Islam, I'm asking you, who is paying? You must remember ISIS. Who is paying Shabab? Who is paying Boko Haram? Who formed Al-Qaeda? Go ask Hillary Clinton. She will tell you who formed. Just look at her lectures and see. Go read her lectures and see. You are the ones, but you want to demonize Islam and say, look at these Muslims. You know, man's weakness is what? Aurat and daulat, money and women. So they use that. And obviously that some people will fall in the trap, and that is what you see that is happening, that people will sell their religion also. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned this more than 1400 years ago. Yabi'udinahu bi'aradim min ad-dunya. People will be believer in the morning, yusbihu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. In the morning he'll be a believer, in the evening he'll be a non-believer, although he'll have the name of a Muslim. Why? He sold his religion for material wealth, for the dollars and so forth. Then you will get the scholars also. They will sell their deeds. And this is also happening today, whether it's South Africa, whether it's America, all parts of the world. So that is what you are seeing. Remember that. True Muslims, alhamdulillah, we will meet one another, we will embrace one another. But these agents of yours, they are the troublemakers.
I see Christopher says, so why don't you talk about the 9/11? Are you guys hiding behind it, sir? A.K. Christopher Ustad.
So who pulled the 9/11, Christopher? Again, you got your wires mixed up, so you must remember that. So why was that Twin Tower just insured few months before the incident? Why were the Jews present there already? They're taking photos and all this type of thing. Was it not an inside job? Put all your videos on slow motion and see. The building is collapsing before the plane hit it. So don't be so naive, my brother Christopher. Your media has warped your people's minds, and therefore you must remember you can't think straight anymore.
Somebody says here, when calculating my stock for zakat to start, do I calculate it current selling price or my cost price? And do we have to pay zakat on stock, which is a year in our business, Ustad?
Remember, you have to work on your current selling price. You bought that rice, that blanket, that machine for 1,000 rand. You're selling it for 2,000 rand. So remember, you work on 2,000 rand, 2.5%. Your stock in trade, you don't work for everything 1 year, 1 year. Your zakat is due on Wednesday or Thursday, Friday, this week, for example, on the 13th, 14th, 15th, whatever the case might be. So you must remember that, so I'm just giving dates at random. So in a case like that, so what will you say? The stock you got last week. So remember on that also, you must remember zakat is compulsory. That is called malul mustafad. The wealth that came into your possession, it belongs to you. If it gets burnt, it gets stolen, it's your loss. So Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So on all that, you have to pay zakat as well. On the selling price, 2.5%. So that is how zakat works.
Ustaz, you have to listen to this one here. It says that I have kept all my fasts so far since I became Muslim. It is not easy for me as I am not used to it. But sir, I must say, I had a cancerous growth in my tummy and was supposed to do an op tomorrow. I had a scan done yesterday and the doctor says it's almost gone. So no need for the operation. Now I love Islam more because I am a living miracle. Fasting is the cure for some cancers. Thank you for saving my life. Irene, Sister Aisha, Ustad.
Thank you, my sister. For you, we say Jazakillahu khaira. Allah Jalla wa Ala saw your sincerity. His mercy came, Sister Aisha. And always you must remember, beg Allah. You know what is fasting now, Sister Aisha. You know, Sister Aisha, for you, brothers, sisters who do not know, she was a nun. Her name was Irene. She embraced Islam on air with the grace and mercy of Allah. And that is what you see, that the women are embracing Islam more than the men in most parts of the world when you study the demographics. So what do we say, Sister Aisha? Read 2 rakat salatu shukr daily to thank Almighty Allah. For example, after Zuhur salat, 1 o'clock, or after Maghrib salat, or after Isha salat, you read Isha, then 2 sunnah, then read another 2 rakat, then you read your Taraweeh and so forth. So in that way, daily, when we are grateful to Almighty Allah, so Allah will increase His bounties upon us. So you, my sister Aisha, what you need to do is that, see, the real benefit of fasting is taqwa and piety. But the benefit is we get detoxed also. Whatever problems we have in our body and so forth, they are always worldly benefits, and the benefits in the year after are unlimited. So it's a win-win situation. Allah accept your fast, my sister Aisha.
Walter says, please pray for the people in India, A.K. Ustad.
Yes, we pray for everybody, I told you. But at the same time, we also say this. You know, Walter, Christopher, and everybody, we speak this way. We don't go this way, that way, zigzag business. We say, Ya Allah, save humanity from all calamities and disasters. Grant them safety, grant them comfort, protection, Ya Allah. But those who are the dictators and tenpot dictators, they cause so much harm, thousands of Muslims and millions of Muslims. Ya Allah, give them Islam. First we ask Allah that He must give them Islam. But Ya Allah, if there's no Islam for them, then you decimate and destroy them. So whether it is the apartheid regime of Israel, or whether it is the apartheid regime with the BJP in India, you know what they did in Kashmir. You know, yesterday I said, this is what you did in Kashmir. And today, look at your India. People on the footpath, people on the pavement, where and where, just dying like flies. They're breaking all world records. And all, or 90% of their anchors don't want to speak. Because when the Muslims were going out in the path of Allah, they said the Muslims are the super spreaders of the virus. But when they went for their festival, religious festival, and that really became a super spreader of the virus according to them, and they can see it now, there's no oxygen in the biggest hospital, you must remember, in Delhi, and that they have so little oxygen left and so forth. So remember, in Urdu, Walter, we have a wonderful saying, Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Remember, these dictators, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever it is, Allah give them rope, and then when the punishment comes, then remember, they don't know what hit them, and that is the system of Allah. So our dua always will be, supplication will be, Allah protect everybody, Allah give everybody safety, comfort, everything, protection. But we also say, Ya Allah, these dictators and oppressors and transgressors, give them guidance, bring them into Islam, Ya Allah. But if there is no Islam for them, then make them a lesson for humanity and posterity, like the war criminal Ariel Sharon. We made this dua, millions of true Muslims made the dua. Allah put him in Sakarat. His Sakarat, his pains and pangs of death lasted for 8 years. You can go check it up and see. So Allah is teaching you a lesson. With all your high tech, with all your contacts, with all your professors, when I want, I do as I please. Fa'alul lima yurid. I can question anybody, anything, and none in the entire universe can question me, because I am the only supreme being.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. We're going to leave it there. We'll start. We've got about 3 minutes left. Got a new listener here from France. His name is Brother Mikhail. He wants to know if you and I, he says, is our AK Indian or not? That is Mikhail from France, Ustad.
Mikhail, mashallah. You know the meaning of Mikhail. Mikhail means Abdullah, the slave of Allah. Wonderful name. My nephew, grandnephew's name is Mikhail also. So anyway, yes, you must remember our forefathers, they came from India. But we got nothing to do with India. My family is here in South Africa for more than 100 years already. So we are first Muslim and then we are South African. Yes, our ethnicity goes back to India. And remember our four, and I went to visit exactly the place of where my great-great-grandfather and them were and so forth. So that is, and Moana Arafat will give you his history and geography. He will take you back to Mozambique and to Portugal. Right, assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, 1:05, we will see you. 1:05, inshallah, we will discuss the tafsir between 1 and 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.